Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezvov in the Oiz Vador edition. Perek Sheni starting Halacha Dalet in the bottom Daf Yudal Damud Beis. Sok the Mishnah. Ketzad Boidkim Es Eidim. How do you go and check the Eidim? So Zug Shabbat Rishon Boidkim Es Rishon. The order is, first of all, the one who came first is being checked first. Tell the first one, how did you see the moon? When after Zvov and Daf on top, Lifnei Achama or LeAchra Achama, meaning the indentation of the Levado, the horns, is it facing the sun or is it facing the other direction? LeTzfoido or LeJoybo, is it the north of the sun or the south of the sun? Kamaya Gavoya, how high it was? Uleaydai Anoite, to what directions was the horns facing, the north or the south? VeKamo Oisorichova, what was the size of the moon? Meaning, if he says that the indentation was facing the chabo, the hordes were facing the chabo, then it's a lie. So they call the second one, check them as well. If they see that they both say the same thing, it do so kehemis. The other ones, that we already have eidus, what are you going to do with the other witnesses? So they did is, they ask some questions. They don't need the other testimonies. You don't want people to be disappointed and not come again. So therefore they asked everybody questions. So he says, what kind of question is this? Meaning he understood that the question was, do you see it before Shkia or after Shkia? Before sunset or after sunset? Everybody knows you can't see the moon during the day, so what kind of question is this? As we explained in the Mishnah, the question is regarding the horns, the indentation of the Levado, is it facing the sun or not? Tari Bakapa, Kapa the other hand brought a bray. So Tarte, they ask him two questions. First of all, Lifnei Achabo, Le'achar Achabo. That's question number one. So question number two is, Gibos Lifnei Achabo, Gibos Le'achabo, where is the indentation of the Levado? So according to that, what was the first question? The first question is before Shkia or after. So we go back to the question. This seems something that everybody knows cannot be before sunset. What's the shol that Kishbuch does there in Shemaim? The Chabo never saw the indentation, the hordes of the Levado. Because Kishbuch created that way, so as if the Chabo should not see the embarrassment of the Levado, then it's not always full. Meaning the Rekia, the Shemaim, is made out of water. And the kechovi are made out of fire. They live together, water and fire. They don't hurt each other. That's the pshat of the pasuk. It's even more than that. The maloch is half water, half fire. He has five oifanim. His body looks like Tarshish, his face looks like a lightning, and his eyes are like fire. This is all a quote of a pasuk of Daniel. But according to receiving this pasuk, you have water and fire together. The constellations in the sky don't see each other. They don't see the one that preceded it. It's like someone going up the ladder backwards, so he doesn't see what's behind him. So to speak, there's 365 windows that Kishbuch created for the world to use. I'm referring here that the sun comes out every single day from a different place. It appears coming from a different place because as if there's another window where the sun comes out from. 182 in the east, 182 in the west, one in the middle. So B'chai goes on to explain, the Chama comes out from the same window twice a year. Depends on the winter and the summer. So it goes up from one side, comes to the other side, it's Shekea, it's sunset, so the other side, that's the two windows we're referring to. Then there is one window where the sun came out the first time by Sibiratius. It takes 3 days for the sun to go. The moon takes 2.5 days. Because the sun goes 365 days during the year, and the Levado does that in 30 days. So proportionally, it comes out to be that every 30 days of the Chama is 2.5 days of the Levado. V'ashachav alechis b'shtei chodashim. The chava does it 2 months. Halavod alechis chamish yamim. That the levora does it 5 days. V'ashachav alechis shloisha chodashim. Halavod alechis shiva yomim b'chzo. Whenever the sur goes in 3 months, levora takes 7 days and a half. V'ashachav alechis shishish chodashim. What the chava does it 6 months. Halavod alechis chamish also yamim. Does for 50 days. V'ashachav alechis shnei b'sochodish. When the chava goes for 12 months, halavod alechis shloisha yomim goes for 30 days. He says, not exact, it's a little less than that. Why? Because we know the Levora doesn't take 30 days to do its Hekif. Its Hekif is 29 and a half and change. So it's not exact. It's not exactly proportionate. Continues the Gemara with base, Tani, Niro, Be'ashesh, Uvemaim, Ein Me'idim, Olav. If they saw the Levora through glass, through Ashishis, which means a torch, or they saw it through water, they can't testify. They see that it's between the clouds, they see it, it's okay. But if they see it within the cloud, they can't testify. He went to this place to be part of the base they were doing Kiddush HaChodesh. And the air was with clouds, meaning there was it was cloudy. He could see the moon. Oh my! Kedoyin Amrin Maratala Vira the head Saba. Says, look at how heavy is the air of this old man. Meaning he cannot see the moon. V'idech l'Kadosh Baruch Hu kekavara v'nir b'seichu. So Kadosh Baruch Hu opened a hole in the cloud and he saw the moon. V'chia Rabo hilich lohiru shel yoshen arba mil. Meaning the moon disappears every month for 24 hours between the previous month and this month. Now, he walked with the old moon, meaning the moon of the last month, for 4 mil. So now he knows that he won't see the next month for another 24 hours. Rav Avoy continues the story. It says, "Majdil Tzorhi that Rav Chia threw rocks on the moon. For the Lord Tavis Bnei Baruch, don't scare us. Perhaps our boy titchamui mikol ve'ad mitchamim mikol." In the evening, we want to come and do Kiddush HaChodesh and say that you should be seen the other side, meaning for the next month. Right away it was swallowed and disappeared. One of the questions was it to the north or to the south? So we study titled there's a price that says that if the moon is to the north, then it's okay, that's a good edus. Study titled there's another title that says the opposite. From Chodesh Tevis to Tavus, it should be in the north. But it should be in the south. What's the height? It's a certain measurement of Bardeya. It's double. Some say it's okay, it's a good edus. Some say not. We're talking about 280. Was it in a higher place or was it a lower place? The same place, and one says this was the height, and one says a different height, then you say the edus is not a good edus. How wide was? Was it the size of a barley or larger than a barley? Meaning less than the size of a barley, you can't do Kiddush HaChodesh. That's what we saw before. If he says that the indentation is facing the chabo, then for sure he's saying a lie. Halacha is looked at Mishnah, Rosh Pesach, Oyer Mikudosh. He says the word Mikudosh. Cholam Oyer Bacharav Mikudosh Mikudosh. Everybody hears it. It says Mikudosh Mikudosh double. Pesach Nirab Bizmano, but Shaloi Nirab Bizmano, Bekatchim Oysei. They do Kiddush HaChodesh. Doesn't matter if it was seen on the 30th day of the month or the 31st. The 30th day is called Zmano. 31st is called after Zmano. You do Kiddush HaChodesh in both. If you didn't see it at the right time, you say that it automatically becomes Kodesh B'Shamayim because Rosh Chodesh could be either the 30th day or the 31st day. So once there was no Kiddush HaChodesh on the 30th day, automatically the 31st day is Rosh Chodesh. Meaning he holds you don't do Kiddush HaChodesh even when Nirah B'Zmanai. You just say it's Rosh Chodesh, because Kiddush you do only for Yovel. So what about Tanina, Rosh Bezdin Oyer Mikudosh? We said the Bezdin said Mikudosh. Baha Mikudosh Mikuyim. He says, that's it, this is Rosh Chodesh. So he announces it's Rosh Chodesh, but there's no actual Kiddush. Not doing the Kiddush, there's a mitzvah of Kiddush. We don't have a mitzvah of Kiddush by Chodesh. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Rosh Hashanah, Dav Tesvov.